You're listening to the weekly Parsha podcast with Ari Goldwag, recorded with Hashem's never-ending assistance in Ramat Beit Shemesh, Israel, 5784, 2024. This week's Parsha is Parsha Shemini, and at the end of our Parsha, the Torah talks about the special foods that Jews are allowed and not allowed to eat. And in the conversation of what is the concept behind these special foods, the Medrash speaks about the uniqueness, the specialness of the Jewish people. And we're going to have here an amazing discussion which relates to what's going on today in the entire world, and specifically in Israel. And we're going to talk about Yishmael, and we're going to talk about Esav, we're going to talk about the West, we're going to talk about the Arab world, and we're going to talk about why do the Jewish people, why is Israel so despised? Why are we hated? What is the spiritual root of this hatred? And it has very much to do with the food that we eat. What is the fact that the nations of the world hate the Jewish people, want to see us destroyed? What does that have to do with the food that we eat? So let's see. I'd like to read to you a Medrash, and I also want to read to you an amazing Malbim. Please stay with me till the end, because the Malbim talks about what's going on today. The Malbim was written in the 1800s, but he talks about the world of Yishmael, the Arab world, and the world of Edom, the West. And he talks about what's going to happen at the end of days, what the Geula, what the redemption will look like. So stay with me till the end, and let's hear some amazing ideas together in the Medrash. The Medrash tells Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, the author of the Zohar, Pasach, he brings a Pasuk in Chavakuk. The pasuk is in Treyasar and the 12 prophets. It says like this: Amad vayimoyded eretz. And I'd like to actually read to you the entire pasuk, the entire verse. The pasuk says that Hashem stood up. It's talking about, and we'll see more about this, it's talking about what the geula looks like, what the redemption, what the Jewish people's redemption after being for almost 2,000 years in galus, in exile, amongst the nations of the world. What does redemption look like? So the pasuk tells us, Amad vayimoyded eretz. Hashem stood up and he measured the earth. Ra'a vayater goyim. God saw, and vayater goyim, we'll see what vayater goyim means, but he did something with the nations. It means he permitted something in regards to the nations. Vayispoitetzu harayad. And the huge mountains exploded. Shachu givois oilam. They were flattened. Halichais olam loy. The way of the world belongs to Hashem. He's in charge of how things play out in the world. Now let's see what the Medrash says about this pasuk. It says like this: Modar HaKadosh Baruch Hu kol ha'umos. So the Medrash understands, as often the Medrash does, that it's not just speaking about the future redemption, but it's also speaking about a previous redemption, right? We're coming into the Chag of Pesach, of Passover, where we celebrate the redemption of the Jewish people from Egypt, the initial exile the Jewish people went through, but it echoes through history. And so things that happened in the past also happen in the future. We can see throughout history, history repeats itself, but there's a spiritual reason for it, there's a depth to it. But let's look back for a moment to the original redemption. The Jews came out of Egypt, they received the Torah. Hashem looked at and evaluated the nations. When Hashem wanted to decide, who is he going to give the Torah to? To whom can he give this Torah? Who is going to be able to receive it, fulfill it, 613 commandments, have a real relationship with God, express and manifest God in the world? He saw it was the Jewish people, and specifically the Jewish people who left Egypt and they lived in the wilderness for 40 years. Every single day, the miraculous manna fell and they ate it. That's what Hashem was able to determine and measure and see that this is the right nation and this is the right generation to receive the Torah. Modar HaKadosh Baruch Hu kol ha'horim. Says the Medrash interestingly, Hashem evaluated and looked at all of the mountains. And when he decided, it was for whatever reason, it's a discussion in and of itself, for whatever reason Hashem wanted to give the Torah on a mountain. And he looked at all of the mountains in the world, and he decided it's going to be Har Sinai, Mount Sinai. Something special about Mount Sinai. Something special about a midbar. Okay, that's another drasha. It's to do with the humility. The Torah is received through humility. Hashem also evaluated at that time, or perhaps generally speaking, Hashem evaluated all of the cities in the entire world. And he said, where is my Beis HaMikdash? Where is the Holy Temple going to be built? And he decided Jerusalem is the right place. It's interesting that this comes after that. But Hashem measured and looked at and determined of all of the lands, of all of the countries, of all of the prime real estate in the entire world, which land is the one that's going to be given specifically to the Jewish people? Not New York, not California, not Europe. Eretz Yisrael, the land of Israel, that is the land of the Jewish people, and that is where we belong. That's what the verse means when it says that Hashem, that's what it means when the pasuk says that Hashem stood up and he evaluated the earth. He evaluated, where is it that I want to be manifest? Who are the people that I want to be manifest through? What is the holy mountain upon which I'm going to place my Beis HaMikdash, where I'm going to be the most clearly manifest in the entire world? It's the Jewish people. It's Eretz Yisrael. It's the Har Abayis, Har HaMoriah. It's Jerusalem. Right? So why is everyone fighting about Israel? Why are they all trying to take Israel? Why are they all trying to take Har Abayis? Why are they all trying to... What are they fighting about? So, the Midrash says like this, Adav d'chsiv, Amad v'aymoided Eretz ro'o v'yater goyim. So it starts off speaking about the fact that Hashem evaluated and figured out that these are my people, this is my land, this is where it's going to be. But it ends with talking about Rav Vayater Goyim. He saw, and he, Vayater means to be matir, means to make something untied or permitted, to let go of something. Rav Amar Daman Shalkananim Hiter. Rav says that what does it mean that they became permitted? It means that the Torah tells us that when the Jewish people are to enter the land of Israel, we have an obligation to kill all of the people who live in the land of Israel, all the idol worshippers, the Canaanites, and the seven Amamim, the seven nations who lived in Israel. So their blood was permitted. It was permitted to kill, and not only was it permitted, it was we were obligated to do so. Mamoinan Hitir. Not only that, when it came to taking their valuables, their money, their possessions, that was also permitted. Daman Hitir, says the Medrash, based on a pasuk, that we're allowed to kill them, not just allowed, but we're obligated. Lo techaya kol neshama, because the pasuk says, do not let a single soul live. Maman Hitir, shenemer v'achalta eshla levecha, you're allowed to take their possessions, as the verse says right there, you will take all of the plunder of your enemies. Rav Huna Amar Hitir Zaynin Shalahem Kidiksiv Musar Melachim Pitech. Rav Huna points out not only that, but you can take their emsa'e lechima. You can take their battle weapons. You can take their very battle weapons and use them. These were weapons that were used by idol worshippers, rishayim, wicked people, in order to try to kill us. We can take those very weapons and use them against them. So, now here's where we get to really the depth of why is it that they hate us? Why do they hate us? What did we take from them that they had and they hate us because of that? It gives us an analogy. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai gives us an analogy to a guy who goes out and he has a dog and he has a donkey with him to do the work. So he takes his his donkey, and he puts on it five measures of stuff to carry. And on the dog, he also wants to give the dog something. It's a little smaller animal, so he gives it just two measures. The donkey was carrying this heavy load, but the dog couldn't even handle the small load. It was like getting crushed under the load. It was crawling along. So what did he do? He said, look, I'll take off one of the measures of the load off of the dog and put it onto the donkey. And still the dog couldn't handle it. He says, look, if I put on you a bit too much for you, you crawl. And if I put on the right amount for you, you still crawl. You can't handle anything. Since, because of the fact that Hashem saw that the nations of the world couldn't even handle seven mitzvos, seven commandments, don't kill, don't steal, don't be jealous of another man's wife, create for yourselves batei dinim, create for yourselves law houses, places to enforce law. The nations of the world couldn't even handle these seven mitzvos. Hashem says, look, I'm taking it away from them. They have no more achrayas. They have no more responsibility. I'm placing the achrayas onto the Jewish people. The Jewish people have their seven. They have altogether 613 commandments. They're the heavyweight champion. The Jewish people are the donkey who can carry the load. Look throughout history. The Christians say we can't carry the load. Therefore, the world is freed from the burden of the law. Heaven forbid. Right? It's true. They can't carry it. Look at the Yishmaelim, the Arab world. They try to carry a very heavy load. Doesn't really work out so well for them. But the Jewish people, we've been carrying the load for 3,000 years, 3,300 years. And the ones who throw off the yoke, we see what happens to them. They disappear. Only those who stay strong to the commitment to Hashem's mitzvahs remain. Amrav Tanchum Barchaniloi. Tanchum Barchaniloi says another mashal, which is a little bit more famous because Rashi brings it. There's an analogy to a doctor who comes in to check on two patients. And he sees that one of the patients is going to live, he's going to be well, he's going to get better. But he sees that one of them is terminal. So the one who he sees is going to live, he says, make sure you eat these items and don't eat those items. They're gonna have a negative effect, a negative impact on your health. The one who he saw was terminal, he's not going to make it. He said, whatever you want to eat, you can eat. It doesn't matter. Anyway, this patient is going to die. So too, when it came to the nations of the world, since Hashem saw they're not going to make it to the next world, they're not going to end up healthy, they're not going to get better, so to speak. So Hashem said to them, eat whatever you want. You can eat whatever you want. The sensitivity of the non-Jews' physical system and spiritual system is different than the Jewish system. The Jew, we are going to end up in Olam Haba. We're going to end up in the world to come. So therefore, so we have very specific foods that we can eat because our systems are very ragish. They're very sensitive. We can't eat bugs. We can't eat pig. We can't eat non-kosher animals. We can't eat shellfish and lobster. These foods have a negative spiritual impact on us. And because we are so sensitive, therefore we have to be careful about what we eat. And the Torah has many, many details. All of these details are for us. But the nations of the world, because they were unable to hold the responsibility of even seven mitzvahs, of seven commandments, that was taken away from them. And the result was that the nations of the world hate us. Why do they hate us? Now think about it. When a person does wrong, naturally they feel guilt. When they realize that they can't control themselves, why is it that, let's say, You see someone who's more, if I see somebody who's more religious than me, who davens a little better Shmoneh Esrei, who learns a little bit more Gemara, it's a natural feeling to feel jealous, to feel anger, to feel, hey, why is he doing that? What, does he think he's better than me? It's a natural feeling. Why? It comes out of my own guilt. It comes out of my own sense that I'm not living up to who I should be. And when the nations of the world see the Jewish people, and they see that we are able to hold up a greater standard, we are able, that makes them angry. It makes them jealous. It makes them hate themselves. But they take out their anger on us. I'd like to read to you from the Malbim. The Malbim is there on the Pesukim in Chavakuk chapter 3, which we just read from. A few Pesukim earlier, the Pasuk is talking about how Hashem is going to send us into Golis. And even though it's going to be hard times and there's going to be anger, Hashem, please remember, remember, even when you're angry, remember your compassion. Even when we've done wrong, even when we're in exile, we're sent away, we're not able to come back to the land of Israel, don't forget about your Rachmanis. Don't let us be completely destroyed. And the Pasuk says something amazing. This is in chapter 3, verse 3. It says, Leka mitayman yavoy. God will come from Tayman. Tayman literally means Yemen, but we'll see Tayman doesn't mean Yemen. The Kadesh mehar Paran Sela. And the Holy One, God, will come from the mountain of Paran. Kisa shamayim hoidoy utilasim ala haaretz. When it comes time for Geula, when it comes time for redemption, this is right before the Pesukim that talk about how Hashem measured the earth, measured the land, measured and saw who can handle, who's going to get to the world to come, who's going to get to the point of Geula. It's going to be the Jewish people. But Hashem comes out and He reveals Himself in these two places, Tayman and Har Paran. What are these two places? Says the Malbim, an amazing thing. The way that Hashem interacts with the world, where He brings negative consequences or negative situations to the Jewish people, this will continue until the time of the Geula, of the final redemption. God is going to come from Tayman, which means from Yemen. But we'll see what it actually means. He's going to come from there to redeem us. The Pasuk is telling us there's two places. There's Tayman and there's Har Paran. The Jewish people are going to be under two different great malchios, two different great powers in the world when Hashem comes to redeem us. Shem Malchus Edom, Hametzuyenes b'Shem Tayman. The first of the malchios, the first of the powers that we're going to be subjugated to is Edom, the West, which is referred to as Tayman, Yemen. Shet Tayman u'Beretz Edom. We find, says the Malbim, that Tayman is in the land of Edom. So, even though we know today that Tayman, Yemen, the physical place of Tayman, Yemen, is certainly, obviously, under Yishmael, Iran is the one controlling Yemen. But classically, when the Torah refers to Tayman, it's referring to Edom, says the Malbim. U'malchus Yishmael amitziyenes b'shem har Paran. We find that the power of Yishmael, of the Arab world, is referred to as Har Paran. The Pasuk says about Yishmael himself that he lived in a place called the wilderness of Paran. Hashem is going to come from there to redeem us. Hashem is going to come from the west to redeem us. Hashem is going to come from the world of Yishmael to redeem us. We find it also. We also find that in the Torah itself, we find that it refers to these nations, Har Seir and Har Paran, refers to the West, refers to Edom, refers to Yishmael, Har Paran. Understand something. What are they trying to do? What does Yishmael do? What does Edom do? What does the Christian world do? What does the Muslim world do? They try to imitate in a certain way. They created a religion which replicates or tries to copy the true religion, which is the Torah, which is our, the Jewish religion. Our sages, in giving us this idea, they said that Hashem took the Torah to the Ishmaelim, to the Arabs. He offered it to them. He offered it to Edom. Chazal were teaching us that that's this very idea. The actual religions that they accepted upon themselves were not the religion that Hashem offered to them on Mount Sinai when Hashem was giving the Torah to the Jewish people. They didn't want to receive that. Hashem will come from these places. Hashem will come from the world of Yishmael. Hashem will manifest there and reveal himself there in such a way that it becomes clear that you're not doing my will. You're not doing things correctly. Everyone will recognize the true law, the true way, the true, what it really means, a relationship with Hashem as manifested in the Torah, which was given 3,300 years ago. And then everyone will have a clarity about what it means to serve Hashem properly. And how in the Western world, in the Christian world, they cover it up, the true understanding of God. There's no physical human manifestation of a God. That's kfira. That's avodah zarah. It's idolatry. They'll recognize that. They said that inappropriate things about God. That's why the pasuk says Hashem will come from Teman. Hashem is going to come and show the true, what it truly means, what God really means, what this true unity looks like. What the spiritual world really looks like. And also when it comes to the Ishmaeli world, the Arab world, there will no longer be, when we get to Geula, to redemption, there will no longer be this fictional version of God, a God that's an angry God, that controls people, that you have to kill others in his name. So the same idea that there will be, until the final redemption, there will be a false manifestation of what is God's will in the world, and it will manifest through the Christian world, and it will manifest through the Arab world, the Muslim world, and then Hashem will show the truth to all of these worlds. And Chavakuk is saying, I am asking that Hashem, that you make sure to watch over your children in their galus, in their exile, in Beseser, in Begolik, right? Whether it's in a hidden way or whether it's in an open manifestation, Hashem, you need to hold on. You need to help your children hold on. Amazing. Okay. That's the end of this section that I'd like to share with you. But the idea here is as follows. It's very simple and it's very straightforward. Right, let's look at the nations. Why do they despise Israel? Why do they despise the Jewish people? Why do they hate us? They hate us because we are the true manifestation of God's will in the world. We have a Torah. We have a Gemara. We have a Medrash. We have a Tanakh. We have something that says the truth. We were never and will never be replaced, because there's only one correct way of approaching God. It's not that God is like the version of the Christian. It's not like God is the version of the Ishmaelim of the Muslim world. There's a God which is, that the Jewish people understand, which is a God of balance, a God of judgment sometimes and a God of love. And it's not a contradiction. The nations hate us for it because we bring balance. They hate us for it. They want to see us destroyed. Why? Because they want to be proven right. But Hashem will not allow this. Vayimoided Eretz. Hashem evaluated the whole world and chose the Jewish people because he saw that we were the ones who could be civil, could carry the heavy load of the Torah, the truth of what a relationship with Hashem actually really looks like. He saw that we could handle this and the nations of the world could not handle this. And so that's Misinai, as Chazal say, Misham Yotza Sina, Sinai, Sinai, the same word in Hebrew is Sina. The same root, which means hatred. That there's a hatred of the nations for us because of their jealousy of the spiritual potential that we have. But it's not only for us. Ultimately, we will teach everyone. Obviously, we need to learn it ourselves first. We will teach them all. Hashem will reveal to the entire world, as we saw in Tanakh, in Chavakuk. Hashem will reveal to the entire world the truth of what a relationship with Him looks like. I want to bless you, and I ask you to bless me. Hashem should help us. That we should be able to understand that Hashem loves us, and Hashem wants the best for us and for the entire world. And we're living through unique and special times. And these times are bringing to the ultimate revelation. Hashem should help us be able to see His, that which He measured so long ago. The beautifulness of the Jewish people, the specialness of the Jewish people, the specialness of Eretz Yisrael, the land of Israel, and the specialness of Yerushalayim. May that Beis HaMikdash, the temple, be built back in Jerusalem very soon, speedily, and in our days. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful Shabbos. This podcast was made possible through the gracious donations of listeners like you. For more podcasts like this, please visit www.arigoldwag.com or search on iTunes, Ari Goldwag.